say, our children nowadays very difficult. I out of love and compassion, I want them to learn mindfulness. You know how he teach mindfulness. The children eat that time. The spoon make noise. Or you drop or what. Oh, kena scolding on a bamboo. Ask you to be mindful, you never listen. You know what happened? No? Until the children rebel. No? Papa, enough, huh? I know what you're going to tell me the next one. Enough like that. No? That is not mindfulness, understand? No? When you eat mindfully, of course, you don't make so much sound and all those things, understand? No? And you are most of the time aware. Like yesterday's song, he made me the nestum. Then he made me the Maggi noodle where I didn't take my dinner. Then when I was eating, there was a small noodle that dropped onto my leg before it go to the floor. Where I very mindful aware, I can sense it, but I cannot see. Then I told Song, I said, something dropped, I said, the noodle one. Then he look, then he said, ah, yeah, then he go and check, hey, he said, don't have. Then he moved his hand, finger, ah, then he found. Bring it up. So when you eat mindfully, of course, you make less mistake, understand? But not that type of mindfulness, you know, eating, chewing, swallowing. You take 1-2 hours. That day who told me 2 hours to eat? Oh, Jiwei told me, one of his sons.
My sister.
Oh, your sister, that sister. 2 hours to eat, no? I mean, if you call that mindfulness, I don't know what... I don't know what to say. You know, mindfulness is not like that. Mindfulness no need to slow down on another, no? And they give the analogy, I went in the early years, because after 89, Kayamita that actually came to me in the year 2004 that time. They listened to my sharing, they got excited, they know I teach awareness, mindfulness. Right? Then one of them suddenly in the class put out the hand, he said, Bertil, we go and listen to this talk, BGF is it? There is a nun from somewhere, I don't know, Myanmar or where. He said, he's giving the Dharma talk on mindfulness. Oh, I said, you want to go? Oh, yeah, I'll go. You know what happened? The group of us went in. Of course, we sat at the back. Then he described mindfulness. But the mindfulness that he understands is different than tradition. He gave this example. You tell me whether logical and right or not. He pointed at the fan. He said, when you put at high speed, full speed, you cannot see the blade, isn't it? When you slow it down, you can see all the blade, isn't it? Ah, mindfulness like that. Slow it down. Understand? I tell you, you do that. Standing, walking, and the worst is lifting, pushing, stepping. You go to the office, you do this. Your boss give you a love letter and straight away no need to come the next day. Where got such thing? Of course, I don't deny it make you easier to be aware. But this is not natural, understand? Not for living. What the Buddha teach on sati sambhajana is in the midst of life. Standing aware, walking aware. Where got the Buddha said, standing, walking, slow down, not this, not that. The Buddha, where God say all this? Understand? He said, wearing the shoulder cloth. He never said slowly, mindfully, where. He said, aware, everything aware. Standing, looking forward, aware. Bending, stretching, all aware. Means in the midst of life, you can be aware. Then when I develop the awareness, I realize I don't have to slow down. Everything within my vision, no matter how fast, like the TV, I told you the pixel, the movement, my awareness is with it. Why? Well, I don't think. My nature isn't aware. They all using the thought to be mindful, using the thought to look. So everything to them, you don't slow down, you cannot see. Understand? You can follow. So please understand, mindfulness has nothing to do with all this. Then a lot of people who don't understand also say, mindfulness got a lot of thing to do with memory. You agree or not? Because actually mindfulness, when you are mindful aware, there is no memory on. But because you are aware, understand, of that moment, let's say I want to put my handphone. I decide to put it on the table. If I'm mindful, I'm aware, this movement, I'm aware. Means when I am doing this, I'm not distracted, I'm not thinking, I'm not talking, I'm not doing other things. So when I aware, I put down, let's say, after that I go and do other things, then I move somewhere, then I realize the handphone is not with me. What happened? You can recollect it. Well, when you put this handphone, your hand movement and what you do, that awareness of it can bring back the recollection. That's why I will know where. I will just trace the awareness. Just now when I was doing it, was I aware? Especially your purse in the early day. My son always lost his purse when he was young. That I teach him later on. I say, important thing, remember where you put. That time he's so young, how to teach him to be aware and mindful? Forget about it. I ask him to remember whatever. When you remember means, although you are conscious, aware, but that memory is there, understand? Not? But when we are aware, no need memory. When you recollect that action of awareness, you will know where you are. Sometimes my wife, I say, okay, go there and take my thing. Well, I recollected and recall there is where. So what the Buddha meant is, it has a lot to do with recollection, yes, but nothing to do with memory. Understand? Awareness is awareness. Before the knowing, how can there be memory? Understand? But because you are aware, like all your movement within my awareness nature, I can recall if I want to know. Like just now, Lei Hong moved the hand, we are taking out the warm clothing, I would say. Then Jing Kiao do all those things. Then you are turning, some blinking your eye. How did I know? Tammy's mother, Karen at the back, the hand, all this, my wife blink the eye. Then Jared moved the hand of that. You yourself not aware, but how come I aware? Well, my field of awareness as I talk, like I tell you, is there. If I want to know, I can know. But that movement I saw, understand, within the awareness. So Jing Kiao lying down, all the movement I saw. And you're supposed to be mindful, aware, when all this action and movement are being done. Then you become sensitive, aware, mindful. And this is how you train, okay?